In August late last year, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, a Seattle-based rap group, released a single called Thrift Shop. This song has topped the charts multiple times. But besides getting people humming along to its catchy melody, Thrift Shop is also creating a lot of interest in actual thrift shopping. Radioactive's Varun Dhananjaya looks into this phenomenon.
I remember it was over winter break at Interlake High School in Bellevue, only a couple months after Macklemore put out his single Thrift Shop. My friend Z messaged me, "Hey, wanna go thrift shopping?" What? I was a little surprised. I hadn't painted him as the thrift shopping type, especially since he could usually be found at school wearing an Abercrombie jacket and some designer jeans. As it turned out, he had never been thrift shopping before. I asked Z what moved him to want to go thrift shopping.
It was definitely inspired by the song Thrift Shop by Macklemore. And, you know, the music video looked really fun, and I thought maybe I would try looking for some clothes to wear. Some of my grandparents' clothes, maybe. No, for real. Ask your grandpa,
can I have his hand-me-down? The music video shows Macklemore and Ryan Lewis wearing ridiculous outfits like onesies and fur coats that they found in thrift shops. Both the song and the music video are getting people to start thinking about thrift shopping. People like Z, who ordinarily wouldn't. I remember coming to school and for the longest time seeing kids in expensive clothes from Nordstrom's and Abercrombie and hearing them talk about how expensive their clothes were. Now I see kids in sweaters, vests, and scarves that they found thrift shopping, and I hear them bragging about how cheap their clothes are. And thrift shops? They're doing their part to draw these new thrift shoppers in. They're taking this thrift shopping craze that Macklemore has fueled and are running with it. Thrift shops are turning lines from the song into slogans like, "We sell your granddad's clothes, you'll look incredible.
I'll wear your granddad's clothes, I look incredible."
But besides the stores, thrift shop is also affecting the people who work in them. Catherine O'Hargan is a supervisor at the Redmond Valley Village.
Anybody who I tell I work at a thrift store, I work at Value Village, they're like, "Oh, that's so awesome, you work at a thrift store, have you heard Thrift Shop?" And I'm like, "Yes, I've heard Thrift Shop many times. I'll get off work and it'll be playing." I'm just like, "Oh, I feel like I'm at work."
Since the song's release, Catherine's noticed an increase in her coolness. Recently, a lot of high schools near her store had Tolo, a high school dance where girls ask guys.
And a lot of them had like a thrift shop's theme. We helped them find like outfits for their Tolo, which was pretty fun. One of the best parts is building someone an outfit, like just finding things off the floor that would work together to make them something really unique and just really awesome.
I asked Catherine if anything from the thrift shop music video is now popular in her store.
Fur coats.
But this new thrift shopping craze has rubbed some thrift shop connoisseurs the wrong way. My classmate Catherine Fisher, for example, has a different take on the fur coat situation.
You live in Seattle, you don't really need a fur coat, but everyone is like wearing them, so that bothers me a little bit.
Catherine from school is what you might call a thrift shop aficionado.
Today I'm wearing a black and purple and white sweater. I think it's called Fair Isle pattern. I don't really know. Something like that. And I always have funny socks. So today my socks have polka dots on them as well as bows. But they're matching today, which is different.
In a school where everyone's trying to fit in, Catherine sticks out like a pair of flannel zebra jammies at a party. She's developed a unique fashion for herself, which she takes pride in.
I thrift shop because I see a lot of other girls that wear the same thing, you know, in high school, and that's like my worst nightmare.
But recently, since Macklemore's song came out, people aren't just thrift shopping for everyday clothes anymore. As Catherine will tell you, these new thrift shoppers are cramping her style.
I would say that there's probably like a wave of people that, you know, do it because of or in light of the song and people that did it before that. After the song, I think that one thing that really bothered me was that, yeah, people are only looking for costumes, whereas I'm, you know, go and I look for things that I wear just about every day.
They had a broken keyboard, I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket, then I bought a kneeboard.
And according to Catherine, this new wave of Macklemore-inspired thrift shoppers has the wrong idea.
I really like Macklemore. I'm a pretty big Macklemore fan. But I also think that, you know, if I was someone who didn't have enough money to buy new clothes, that would probably annoy me. That there's, you know, so many affluent people that now thrift shop because of, you know, one song.
Catherine doesn't listen to a lot of rap, but she does listen to a lot of Macklemore.
I love the fact that he's local. And he definitely does practice what he preaches. The other day, I was in a thrift shop, and there was this really old radio, and it had a note on it that said, this is reserved for Ben Haggerty, which is Macklemore, and I thought that was pretty funny.
However, Catherine is a little skeptical about the lasting impact of Thrift Shop.
A lot of the, you know, top 100, you know, top songs that are played over and over, people get tired of. So I don't know how long it's going to be such a big craze, like as big of a craze as it is now. But I think they are definitely buying into the song.
For Radioactive, I'm Varun Dhananjaya.
Is that your grandma's coat?